Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Hi, guys. I'm going to share with you 5 tips today that I think are going to help you develop stronger willpower. My name is Chalene Johnson. I'm a New York Times bestselling author. I'm the creator of the Marketing Impact Academy, Smart Success Academy, and workout programs like PIO, Turbo Jam, Turbo Fire, and I've also created 2 children, which is probably my proudest accomplishments. But today I want to talk to you about willpower. So this will be a very brief, I always say that, but I swear to God it will be today. All right, so let's talk about what it means to have better resolve in 5 steps. The first thing you need to do when trying to develop stronger willpower is to figure out what is it that you want. All right, so that's the first step. It's like, so what do I want? What do I really want? And is it realistic? So once you figure out whether it's realistic, you have to do the research and say, you know, what is that going to take? What do I have to do in order to make that possible? So for example, a lot of times people want a particular body, right? They're like, oh yeah, I want so-and-so's body. Or I want to have a physique like that girl on the cover of the magazine. And they think they want that body, but they don't really know what's involved. They don't know perhaps that what's involved is that person is on a very strict diet and that they have to spend 1.5 hours, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours in the gym, and that they have to have X number of hours of sleep, and it's a big commitment. So then you have to go, well, you know, I want that body, but do I really want to take 3 hours of my day to do what it would require? It doesn't make sense to go after a goal that you haven't properly researched to figure out what's involved. So the first step is just to figure out, like, okay, what is it I want and what is involved? That's the research side of it. Because everybody has willpower. It's just a matter of knowing, like, how much do you want it? First step 1 is, what do I want? And 2, what's involved, right? Another great example I can give you is when my husband and I owned our company, Powder Blue Productions. It was a fitness company that certified people. And we also sold fitness apparel, and we did workshops and seminars and motivational trainings, and we had about 70 employees and consultants around the country. And I literally always dreamed of having my own business and driving up into a business park and seeing, like, my company name across the top of the building. And I always imagined how cool it would be to have, like, people wearing my fitness apparel. I knew what that looked like, but I didn't know what was really involved. And had I done enough research to figure out, like, what it would mean for my lack thereof of a life? I mean, there was no life. There was no life to be had with that many employees and that much responsibility and that much stress. It was great to have a name across the building, but, like, who really cares if you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're just stressed out. And it was, I wish I'd done a little more research to figure out, well, like, what was really involved? Because a lot of times we see things from the outside and we really don't know what's involved. You know, so I always say, before you set out to do something that requires willpower and strength of character, do your research first to figure out, like, you know, am I willing to do what it takes? The next thing is, once you've figured out what is required to accomplish that goal, whether it's weight loss, let's think about things you need willpower for. Weight loss, staying in a committed relationship. Yeah, staying committed to your partner, that takes willpower. Being a parent who's truly dedicated and devoted to their kids, like, that takes willpower. It takes willpower to stop eating junk. It takes willpower to be kind. It takes willpower to have a commitment to your faith. All of these things take willpower. And so you need to do the research to figure out, like, okay, what is it I want? What's involved? And then the 3 is to decide. Once you're looking at the research, you just make a decision. You make a decision to make it happen. And that decision to make it happen is followed by a plan. So that's 3, is just a decision to make it happen. 4 is to, and I think people miss this, it's to play offense. In other words, if you've decided to stay married and to make sure that you are always in this committed relationship and you're not going to stray, then play offense, because going out for drinks with the girls 3 nights a week is not playing offense. That's playing dangerously. When you're around temptations, the likelihood of you being tempted by that thing that requires willpower is much higher. The people who have the greatest willpower that you know are people who don't even have to exercise it, because They set themselves up for success by not putting themselves in situations where they'll be tempted. It's funny how the people who complain the most about lack of willpower, if you open up their pantry, they have all kinds of crap. They have more willpower than me. If my pantry was loaded up with half the stuff I see in people's pantries, I wouldn't be able to resist it. But I don't have it in my home because I'm playing offense. So set yourself up for success by making sure that you're in an environment where you don't have to exercise willpower, right? So, for example, if one of the things that you're trying to do is to be more involved with your children, or let's say that one of the things you're trying to do is to exercise more, and you need the willpower to do it, well, then set yourself up for success. Don't get dressed in your regular, you know, run-of-the-mill clothes. Get dressed in your yoga pants. Put on your Lululemon. Put on your shoes. You know, don't make plans. If you know that you, if the day gets by you and you haven't exercised by 5 p.m. and you just know it ain't going to happen in the evening, well, then set yourself up for success and make sure it gets done first thing in the morning. Yes. Get that stuff out of your house. You don't need exercise willpower if it's not even in your house. Yes. Okay. Next is to exercise willpower. I think you have to consider situations where you would have to exercise it. In other words, you think to yourself, okay, it's going to be hard to resist if this were to happen. And you think about like a worst possible scenario or something that could happen in the future. And as I like to say, my fifth and final tip is to fix your boat before the storm. Fix your boat before the storm. So if you know that one of your major challenges is emotional eating, and you know that your son or daughter is going away to college this month or next month or in a couple of months, and you know that's going to be a very emotional time for you, then address the issues you have with emotional eating. So if you know a storm is approaching that normally creates a trigger for you to have a lower or a weakened state of resolve, then fix that before it happens. You know it's coming. So rather than anticipating, well, I'll just hold on tighter this time, why not fix your boat before the storm, right? Planning ahead, for sure. If you know that when you are on vacation or when you're traveling, that's a really hard time for you to eat healthy, pack your food. I do it all the time. If I'm traveling for 3 or 4 days, one half of my suitcase is meals that I've pre-prepped because I'm going to be in a hotel where I don't know what they have. And I'll pre-prep my food and pack it on ice and then put it in my suitcase. Or you can ship it on ice, you know? So there's lots of things you can do, because I know that me in a hotel room and you're looking at a menu where there's like nothing that's healthy and you're like, God, but I'm starving. That's a storm. So I'm going to fix that boat before the storm. These 5 tips you can find in my blog too if you go to shaleenjohnson.com. Do you have strength of character? That's the title of the blog. So if you want to check that out, you can check it out on my website, shaleenjohnson.com. And I try to post a blog up every day. I don't know if you guys subscribe to my blog, but I'd love to have you there. I keep them really short because I know that we don't have a lot of time to read. So if you will, please give me an example of something where you have learned how to either play offense or fix your boat before the storm. Those two things are super helpful for other people to read. And if you see someone's comment who you're like, that is so helpful, please, you know, give them a little thumbs up or let them know how helpful that was. Because, you know, we're a community that likes to lift each other up and help each other. And that I learn from you guys every day. I love reading your comments and you're awesome. I love you guys. Bye.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down, or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.